Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thursday, the 17th day of November 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. We have a special in-studio guest coming up here in about 8 minutes when we start the second segment. And then in about 30 minutes, we're going to have Gregor Kutzhuber on. He's the big EU spokesman who is in this article I have in front of me from the London Daily Telegraph. EU setting up system of spy satellites. This will augment the echelon system that the United States has set up quite nicely and tie into the EU's InfoPol 9 system. So he'll be joining us coming up at the halfway point if we get all our time zones and things straight. But I'm told the main EU spokesmen were quite honored. I'm sure the NSA alarm bells are going off right now. There'll be analysts listening to this before the hour's even over. So, again, thank you so much for joining us today. A lot of serious news. USA Patriot Act reauthorization may include DNA database and a suspension of habeas corpus. And I thought because we have a British TV crew here in studio with us today, we're going to be talking about peak oil and just the politics of oil, that I would read a British quote about suspension of habeas corpus. The power of the executive to cast a man into prison without formulating any charge known to the law, and particularly to deny him the judgment of his peers, is in the highest degree odious and the foundation of all totalitarian governments, whether Nazi or communist. And I couldn't agree more with that statement. So we'll get into another expansion of the Patriot Act, as if the last couple of expansions weren't enough for you. They're going to try to make the most police state facets, the worst police state facets of all of this, permanent and even expanded. And I have an article here from the Organic Consumers Association. They quote directly from the new legislation that is on the verge of passing right now. And here's the headline: Alert, Environmental Protection Agency to allow pesticide testing on orphans and mentally handicapped children. Now, we know that our government took mentally retarded children, black children, Native American children, Seventh-day Adventist children, any small little minority they could target, and radiated their brain cases, in many cases, until death. And that's been coming out in the news. We're talking the Associated Press lately. But this is currently happening, and we know that especially in New York City itself takes the foster children and test pesticides on them and experimental AIDS drugs with children that don't even have HIV. And this is a holocaust going on in front of everyone. But because it isn't on the nightly news with Brian Williams, it's out of sight, out of mind. Well, we'll be talking about that here today. We are going to stand up for these little people. And Bush, of course, is telling China right now to open the door to freedom, and that's the pot calling the kettle black in every way. But coming up after this quick break, we're going to get into peak oil and the politics of oil and how energy affects everything we do every day in our lives. Obviously, a few months ago, what we already knew was confirmed. Hundreds of pages of oil company documents were released, and the oil companies have confirmed that these are legitimate, real documents. These are communications between the large oil companies forming their own cartel to systematically buy up all of the independent refineries and to restrict capacity at their own refineries to create an artificial bottleneck so they could jack up the price of oil. That's just one facet of what we'll be discussing while we went to war with Iraq. Politics of oil on the other side when we return. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's a war on for your mind. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in about 25 minutes, we're going to have Gregor Krutzhuber, the EU spokesman, on, talking about their ultra-massive Big Brother surveillance satellite fleet they're going to be launching. With all of their, I guess, EU taxpayer money building their own empire, the rise of Europe and the destruction of, I guess, the population's freedom there, as well as our freedom, will all be surveilled by this. It'll be a new NSA that rivals or even dwarfs that built by the United States, so that's coming up. And then we're going to be talking to the folks from the Organic Consumers Association, environmental scientist Craig Minona, who we've actually interviewed before, about a bill about to pass Congress to actually take foster children and mentally retarded children and test chemicals, biologicals, pesticides. It's actually in the bill. They say that we can kill them, just do whatever we want to them. They have no right to. The state is the guardian. They literally have as much right as a veal calf in its feeding box. And I know I'm radical because I'm against that. I mean, just every day some new horror that's going on. I mean, I wish there was some free country to run to like our ancestors did hundreds of years ago. But there's not now. This is a new world order. You can't run from Germany to America. You can't escape from Russia to the United States now. It's here in America. And that's, of course, what Paul Craig Roberts, high-level Reagan administration official, said here on the show last week. That's what Ron Paul has been saying, Congressman, that they're openly trying to set up martial law and a Nazi Germany type slash Soviet system. This isn't a joke. This is really happening. But joining us, riding shotgun, right through our EU guest that's coming on, is Simon Reeve. And he is, of course, reporter and a producer, joining us from a national British television. A lot of their productions also air here in the United States. And they're here to talk about peak oil and the politics of oil. And I couldn't think of a better day to do it. Right now, in the Washington Post today, document says oil chiefs met with Cheney task force. We played clips of that last week where they just were lying. Oh, we never met with Cheney. No one with our companies ever met with Cheney. That's ridiculous. We just had Bush administration officials who resigned saying they were in the meetings. Well, now those documents have been released. Of course they were having these meetings. Of course they were there. Of course this set the policy for the next decade. This is the blueprint for the next decade, literally the entire energy policy of the United States, the biggest consumer of oil and all of the derivative products. And so they've been caught yet again lying, and we have documents where they've been colluding since at least the mid-1990s to artificially shut down refineries, buy them up, to create a bottleneck, because the oil companies in their own documents say, we've got too much oil, and the price is going to plummet if we don't artificially restrict the supply. And that's exactly what's happening today, and they've got the oil companies have their phony environmental groups out there running around telling everyone, and of course oil company executives as well, oh yes, there's peak oil, there's no oil left, that's why we're jacking up the price on you. When the truth is, Saudi Arabia, major news studies that have been independently verified by petroleum geologists, has about double the supplies they thought they had, so they could supply the entire world at its current usage, at its current rate for over 100 years. And that's been independently verified and confirmed. It's been in the Financial Times of London, just a score of publications. All these independent petroleum geologists have looked at this. And then, of course, we have 98% of Alaska is off limits to drilling. Sweet crude, light crude, you literally blast out of the ground at Saudi Arabia-type levels. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. And these two points I've just made are small pieces in the larger are very small pieces in a larger mosaic, and just overwhelming evidence, smoking gun documents. I want to thank Simon Reeve for joining us. Simon, thank you for coming into the United States.
Well, thank you for having me.
You bet. It's a nice
shake here.
That's right. Nice to meet you. Just for the listeners out there and for folks that don't know who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself, Simon.
Ooh, well, I'm here to make a TV documentary about why Britain and America went to war in Iraq. We want to know what people's theories are. We want to know why we're now occupying Iraq with British and American troops, mainly American troops, of course, and why American soldiers are losing their lives there. Was it about weapons of mass destruction, as we were told, or was it about something else? Was it about oil? Was it about keeping the control of Iraq? Was it about keeping control of the Middle East? I'd be interested to know what you think.
Well, we know what happened, and people tend to get confused because they go, is it about weapons sales? Is it about oil? Is it about political power? Is it about invading Iran and Syria? Anytime the strategic elites or the Anglo-American establishment, the U.S. and Britain, and some of their financial backers in Europe, engage in a major geopolitical shift, it's done because it aids and helps more of their different strategic interests than it hurts. And so we have PNAC, Project for the New American Century, documents written back in 2000. One of them, Rebuilding America's Defenses, published September 20th, 2000. And the main author of that was Dick Cheney and, of course, the president's brother, Jeb Bush, 25-member elite board of PNAC. And they say that we want Iraq for the oil, but to control the oil and to use Iraq as a military launch base to then invade Iran and Syria. And they went on to say in other similar documents put out by the same group that, yes, Saddam's too strong. He can be too strong of a leader. We want to fracture and balkanize and break up Iraq. We want to really have endless civil war there. We have Pentagon documents going back decades saying this, that the ideal thing would be broken up regional strife and different ethnic groups at each other. I mean, that's the old tool of empire. Julius Caesar, 2,000 years ago in the Battle for Gaul, how he dealt with the French and the Visigoths, the Germans of today, how they played tribes off against each other, how they manipulated. So divide and conquer is one of the main reasons, but certainly oil. When they invaded Iraq, there was a conservatively $4 trillion in discovered, recoverable, quality oil fields. Now, because of the doubling since then in oil prices, even though they've dropped a bit now, it's still over a doubling, we're looking at $8 trillion in oil. Afghanistan has $3 trillion in oil now, in adjusted numbers, over $6 trillion in oil. So we're talking about now $12 trillion total just in that region because of the increase in prices with Afghanistan and Iraq put together. So there's your motive right there. Certainly that's enough to get this done, but it moves permanent U.S. military bases in the region. They're talking about being there for decades and decades. They're building seven major bases. One of them will hold over 5,000 people. That's a capital. Now, that's an imperial command base for their viceroys that they put in. But George Bush, in the PNAC documents and to his biographer, now in a published book, this is his biographer. This isn't like it's somebody who's attacking Bush. Bush said in 99, before he was gearing up to run, he said, I'm going to be a war president. And because when you go to war, and he said, I'm going to go to war with Saddam, you can't be questioned. None of your agenda can be questioned, at least for a time. He didn't say for a time. He just said, oh, they can't question me when I'm a war leader. Yeah, Napoleon, Hitler, I mean, these type of individuals, when you are in a war, the people tend to rally around the flag, shut up, don't ask questions, do what you're told. We're in a war. You're either with us or you're against us. So it was
Those were his words, weren't they? He said almost those exact words. You're either with us or you're against us.
He said that many times. He said, you're either with us or against us. You're either with us or you're with the terrorists. You're either with me and my government or you're with the terrorists. And literally, you would criticize his administration on any issue, stuff that wasn't even terror related, like please stop dumping toxic waste outside this military base. We can't stop that, and we can't let you in to investigate because it might give terrorist data. You're either with us or against us. It's just, we can't release those Energy Department documents about the oil executives in there with the vice president because you're either with us or against us. And they've just systematically lied at every point. So just to be specific for people, it was a multifaceted program. Trillions in oil, number one. Trillions and trillions in oil. Hundreds of billions in weapons sales for Carlyle Group and Dick Cheney's wife on the board of Lockheed Martin and all these big aerospace giants. It's about the hundreds of billions in just non-military contracts, construction contracts, rebuilding contracts. And it's about setting up permanent military presidents and moving the main force out of Israel, out of Saudi Arabia, into Iraq. And it's also then about silencing political dissent here domestically and setting up a type of military state here as well, which a lot of congressmen and prominent, even conservative leaders are now saying.
So in terms of the oil, what I'm still curious about is whether you think the reason that the White House was so keen to get hold of the oil was because they wanted to provide extra money for their big friends in the big companies, or whether they wanted to help the American people because the American people need oil to run their big SUVs and live their oil-friendly lifestyles. Who's it for? Is it for the people or the business?
Well, let's look at the people. They're being raped right now. Did we get lower prices thanks to the invasion? No, we got over a doubling. So we're paying twice as much per barrel of oil than we were on the eve of the war back in March of 2003. But we have the answers. We know the oil companies say it's about a monopoly. But people tend to look at this wrong. It's called artificial scarcity. It's like diamonds. Diamonds are really semi-precious. But because there's a monopoly on them, you'll mortgage your house, to get that wedding ring that's $10,000 or 5,000 pounds. So it's artificial scarcity. And we've got memos. We've got the documents. We've got the documents on that. None of this is hidden. By going into Iraq, they then secure those fields, and then oil is not pumped, so that then drives up the price. And remember on the eve of the first Gulf War in 1990, they were complaining that Saddam was over-pumping, remember? And OPEC was mad because he was over... That's why they're mad at Hugo Chavez right now. Over-pumping in Venezuela with his sweet and light crude. So when we get back, I can elaborate on that question, because this is the key. People go, well, there's less oil flowing out now. See, they didn't want oil. I've heard the neocons say that. See, they're tricking us. It's a lawyer's trick.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of
Hello,
fire.
I'm Johnny Cash.
Down.
I'm going to start singing my Johnny Cash music here for you folks. I walk the line. I'll be out in theaters everywhere tomorrow. I know I'll be there seeing it. Because the taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. Now that won't make British TV, will it? We talked to the maniac, Alex Jones, about oil and why we went to Iraq. And as you can see, he's quite mad. Now, have some fun there. We're being serious here with Simon Reeve with National British Television. And, you know, during the break, Simon really did boil it down instead of my 10-minute diatribe. They're putting a stranglehold on the oil. Just like the oil companies in their memos that are now public say, we want to shut down refineries, buy them up, restrict our own to create an artificial scarcity to put a gate on it. It's the same thing with Iraq. By the oil not flowing, by going into all of the stands, Afghanistan and Uzbekistan, and by funding these governments, by not letting the oil companies come in or by limiting it, then China and others don't get it, and you put a stranglehold on energy, which is everything. So that really is the main focus of what the Iraq war was about, is oil, the control of oil, and the control of who gets access to oil. I mean, really, it would be good for the American people if our government stopped trying to monopolize the oil. Actually, we would get lower prices. We would truly have a free market, Simon.
Yeah, it's interesting what you're saying there about China. I mean, I wonder how that really does figure in people in the Pentagon's thinking and in the White House, because China is obviously emerging as the new great power to rival America. China is desperately looking for oil supplies all around the world. I've been in some strange countries in the last year, and you see Chinese executives making deals with the governments there, desperately trying to get drilling rights so they can get their hands on what they need to fund their economy. It's the same thing as America needs. It's black gold. It's oil. So I think I'm quite interested in that, the connection between the desire to keep a stranglehold on oil, but also the desire to keep it for America. Now, that seems to me quite important. I'm just wondering, do you think that is also a major part of the reason to go into Iraq?
Oh, absolutely.
It's not just a desire to secure, it's a desire to control it, restrict the flow to everybody, but restrict it. The flow is going towards America still.
Well, we hear that the flow is going to America and the American people are getting it. But again, we've seen a doubling in price. It's about scamming and ripping everybody off. I mean, the reason you pay more in Europe for oil was just predominantly because of tax. But I separate our government from the people. Again, we have these strategic elites who openly are using our government and our population as an engine, basically as military enforcers for their international corporate aims. So America always seems to get blamed in the final equation as if, oh, it's those wild-eyed, right-wing, imperialistic Americans. They're out running around foaming at the mouth. And no, it's just we're the superpower. We've openly been lobbied. We have an open society, and these corporate interests have come in and bought up our politicians, and they're using America for their corporate aims. I mean, that's what this global government is about. You've got the world, and you've got the U.S. as kind of the bad cop enforcer who goes around making the world carry out the aims of these private corporate interests. It's not free market.
Who's the good cop, then? Who's the good cop?
The EU and the United Nations, who actually go along with all the programs, are actually created by the very same financial interest. But they'll play the part of the good cop. And you know what good cop, bad cop is. One cop, hey, I'm your buddy, and if you'll just talk to me and do what I say, Officer Johnson won't beat the living daylights out of you. And then he comes back in and says, shut up, I want to hit him. No, I'm protecting him, so you can talk to me, I'm your friend. But it's totally staged. You know, the next few years we'll build those permanent bases. Most of the U.S. troops will pull out, and they're already saying it's going to be a NATO force that's going to be in there. And suddenly they'll take off some of the restrictions that have been you know, most egregious to the population, and the population will buy the fraud, and then you'll see the escalation dissipate.
So I'm a foreign person. Can you explain to me, do Americans still think, as they did in the past, of oil as being their oil? You know how under Jimmy Carter people started referring to our oil, even though it was in the Middle East? Do people still think of it that way?
Well, Bush has about a 31% approval rate right now. So most Americans don't buy into that whole mentality. But there is a group of people, even though they don't own any oil stocks and they don't work for ExxonMobil or BP, they still, yes, they call them to talk radio shows and they go, our oil, them darn Arabs better give us our oil. It's ours. It's mine.
Well, like it's just some sort of geographical freak that it happens to be thousands of miles away in the deserts of the Middle East.
Well, after it came out that they lied about the WMDs and it was all a fraud, by the way, that had all come out even before the war. I mean, that was in our news. Then they just started calling the talk shows going, yeah, it's a lie. So what? We need the oil. It's ours. Literally. You can tune in and listen to it right now.
But the cost is that. It's American soldiers' lives.
Well, also, the buck-toothed white trash that are saying that don't realize that they're being exploited by these corporate criminals just as much as the Arab people are. So it's amazing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A 1-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
We're now 33 minutes, 25 seconds into this first hour. And we're going to continue our discussion about the politics of oil with our in-studio guest, Simon Reeve, joining us from National British Television, coming up here in about 10 minutes. But right now, I am really honored. I tell you, my producer just gets better and better guests. To have the European Union Commission spokesman, their main spokesman for industry policy, and he's joining us to discuss this new grid, this fleet of surveillance satellites. EU setting up system of spy satellites is the London Daily Telegraph headline. Now, let's be honest here. Let's be truthful. Obviously, England is part of the Echelon system that is just ultra massive and tracks everything we say over any type of communication system, every email, every fax. And so, at least on the surface, the U.S. and England are hopping up and down, angry about this system that will also rival their GPS. The European Union is building its own network of spy satellites, allowing Brussels to ensure nations and private individuals are obeying its policies. The multi-billion dollar system, known as Global Monitoring for Environment and Security, should be set up and running in about 4 years, by 2010, a commission spokesman said on Monday. And this is This is serious because the 15 EU member states, plus Norway and Switzerland, have now gotten together and are going to pay for this through the European Space Agency and launch 30 satellite global navigation systems designed to improve on Pentagon-controlled global positioning systems and also to check, I guess, the environment, to watch what the farmers are doing. And notice now the U.S. Has been letting Britain and Australia and New Zealand use its spy satellites to look down on the population. But enough said. Going to Gregor, and he is Kreutz Huber. We are honored to have the Commission Spokesman for Industry Policy on with us. Sir, thank you for coming on. Of course, you're an Austrian.
Yes, I am, but thank you for having me.
You bet. Welcome. Tell us, sir, about this new initiative and why it's upset the United States and England.
Well, first of all, I don't think it should upset the United States or England, because contrary to what this newspaper you just quoted from was saying, we're not really talking about spy satellites. I mean, our main focus is to better prevent, predict, monitor, and manage natural disasters. So this is about a satellite system where Europe is working together. You might know that in the European Union we have now 25 member states. For the time being, a pretty one. The Germans are doing what they want. The Brits are doing what they want. So it's not very effective. So what we want to do is to use more the synergies working together in the European Union in order to, for example, in cases like the tsunami which happened, as you all know, in Thailand 1 year ago, we could be in a position to better predict these things happening, or if they happen, to give swift and quick responses in terms of emergency aid and stuff like that. So the Americans should not be worried at all. And by the way, I can tell you that this global monitoring system for the environment and security, as we call it, has been discussed between the European Union leaders and the United States leaders and President Bush some months ago. And what we said is that it does make perfect sense that Europe is building up its capacities so that we can work together with the Americans in order to sort of also prevent global environmental crises, which unfortunately are happening more and more often, as Hurricane Wilma has clearly shown.
So these are fuzzy little sweet satellites.
Yes, exactly. And what we are talking about is that the European Union member states, countries like France, the European Space Agencies, they have already some satellites up there. The problem is that the data for the time being is not really reliable, yet the quality of satellite pictures is not very good. Plus, as I said before, the cooperation, the exchange of data, the flow of information between European Union countries doesn't work properly. And this is why we think it's much, much smarter to say we pool our resources, what countries in the European Union are doing, plus what we are doing on the European Union institutional levels, work together, and then get something out of it. And the important thing is that we think that this is something which is good for European citizens, because we are really talking about useful things you can do. I mean, if some disaster, I don't know, let's say a chemical plant that has a huge accident or big fire, then you can monitor it by satellite and see immediately where, for example, toxic clouds are moving, in which direction they're heading.
Yeah,
and
a Chernobyl-type situation. Mr. Kreutz-Huber, and of course you are the main EU Commission spokesman for industry, and so thank you for joining us. You know, understanding this new program with these 30 high-tech satellites, so the London Daily Telegraph, would you say that they're lying when their headline is EU setting up system of spy satellites?
Well, I'm not saying they're lying. I think they're just putting a certain spin on the story. And as I said, I mean, this is not predominantly something the European Union would use for spying. Don't forget that, I mean, this is being very complicated because the European Union is not like the United States. So we don't have a central government. So we can't spy on
the European Commission Union. Isn't, well, it is central to a certain degree. And, of course, with France and others pulling back from, you know, total EU centralization, I guess you could say it isn't totally central, but
central, you're right. I fully agree. It's central in many economic issues, but definitely not when it comes down to national security. There, the European Union and the Brussels headquarters doesn't have any competence. This is something member states have, for example, their own secret services like the CIA in America. We have none of that in the European on the European Union level.
Mr. Kreutz, Hubert, I have a question. What's the Bilderberg Group's position on this?
Sorry, the Bilderberg Group's position. I have not the slightest idea.
Are you familiar with those guys?
Well, I know who they are, but they have nothing to do with the European Union.
Okay, all right. I didn't mean to bring them up if they didn't have anything to do with it, this particular area of the European Union.
No.
So this article says that it's going to surveil the population, and we know that the U.S. and the Echelon system with the Anglo-American alliance, mm-hmm. You think that's a good way to describe England and the U.S. and Canada, Australia, New Zealand? They're using it to spy on their farmers and other people and to track them. And I have seen little news blurbs about the EU wanting to use satellites, I guess you wouldn't call it spy, helping the farmers. I mean, are you going to use this for agricultural tracking? Or?
Yeah, I tell you that one of the applications we're going to use these satellite pictures for, I think it makes sense. I mean, I wouldn't say we are spying on farmers, but what we are doing, as you know, the European Union is also paying taxpayers money to support farmers in the European Union. But in order to keep them under check and see whether they're cheating or not, this tool is extremely helpful because they have to declare how much land they have, how many acres they have, and according to this they get subsidies. So if a farmer cheats and says he has double the acreage he really has and is claiming therefore double the money he would be entitled to have, then we have a very
interesting
tool to check on that, because as I said, we are talking about taxpayers' money, and has to be controlled.
Yes, sir. That's why they just passed a law here. Every farm animal has to have a tracker microchip. Are you guys considering that over there?
Not necessarily a microchip, no, because we think it's much easier to just use the satellite photographs and see to what extent they are claiming the roundabouts of money, which is very simple if you have the technology. The second example I could tell you is about the fisheries sector, and you know that we have huge problems in the European Union, but also in the States, that fish stocks are basically dwindling and disappearing. So what we do is that we control our fishermen, the vessels they are fishing with, in order to check that they are not overfishing. And this can be done via the satellite system, which is, again, something extremely useful.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to implement that here, where they got to have GPS in them and pay for it, and they're getting tracked. Meanwhile, the Japanese trawlers can do whatever they want. The other one's doing most of the damage with those big, giant trawlers and just little bitty boats we've got can't even basically catch four or five fish now.
Exactly, but the way it works in Europe, we check everybody, big or small, doesn't matter. They have to obey the rules, otherwise they're out and will be...
Yeah, but how many miles does that go off the coast, 12?
Well, I mean, normally it's between 12 and 24, and then it's the international waters are starting.
Now, sir, what about Infopol 9? Does this tie into Infopol 9?
Infopol 9? What is that?
That's your Echelon system with the EU.
Yeah, but as I said, I mean, the whatever Echelon system there might be...
You know what Infopol 9 is, don't you, sir?
Sorry?
You've never heard of Infopol 9?
No, because this has nothing to do, again, I mean, we are talking about the civil use of high-tech satellites in order to serve people. We are not in the European Union.
So these aren't going to be used for
spies.
This isn't going to be used for frequency interception, then?
Yeah, but this is a completely different ballgame. As I said, I mean, the applications we are talking about is, of course, sometimes also you can, for example, also track people movements. We had a huge problem with a lot of refugees coming from Morocco towards Spain. There you can see people coming, which is helping to prevent humanitarian crisis, for example. But again, this is where I'm saying this British newspaper has got it wrong, because we are not talking about a spying system. We are talking about a system of monitoring what's going on our planet, especially in Europe, in order to respond better, for example, to climate change, to global warming, to environmental disasters.
So basically, it's just to keep us safe.
Yes, I mean, it's about keeping people safe, and responding and better managing disasters, and for all the rest, it remains to be seen. But again, the
sure.
European Union has no competence to spy on people. We don't want to spy on people. It's maybe countries in the European Union spying on people.
Sir.
But this is not our cup of tea, as they say in England.
I understand. We're talking to the EU Commission's main spokesman, Gregor Kreutzhuber. And Mr. Kreutzhuber, just in closing, I want you to be able to say anything you'd like to get out there and basically recap what you're saying or any points you haven't hit on. But certainly, according to what I've read, several different articles on this, these are going to be used for not just GPS and not just photographing and scanning the populations visually, but also we'll be collecting different different communications and feeding those back into different intelligence agencies in Europe. You're saying this has nothing to do with InfoPol 9?
No, these satellites don't have anything to do with InfoPol 9 or Echelon. The only point I'm trying to make, and I know that this is maybe not necessarily obvious on the other side of the Atlantic, how the European Union works, because, again, as I said, we are not the United States. So many of these responsibilities in terms of intelligence, in terms of spying on people or not, is under national responsibility of France, of Germany, of Italy, and not here in Brussels. And this is why I'm saying that what we are talking about here...
But they're all going to have access to those feeds, and they pool those feeds.
This is something they're already doing. Don't forget. I mean, they have already satellites up there.
No, I understand, sir. I understand that we're already being spied on and being tracked and traced and controlled, and I know that InfoPol 9 and Echelon are like Siamese twins joined at the hip.
So nothing new there. I mean, this I'm saying, but this system is definitely, as I said, is definitely not a spying system in this sense.
I understand, but it's just more eyes in the sky.
But more eyes in the sky sometimes can be extremely useful for those people who, for example, are suffering under the disastrous consequences of Hurricane Wilma. Getting food to people quickly, responding to humanitarian crisis. I think these people who have been suffering under Wilma would be very happy to have some useful eyes on the sky who help them at the end of the day.
Well, I appreciate all your time, sir. So these are basically little warm, fuzzy satellites, kind of pink little fur poofed out around them, floating around, kissing everyone.
Exactly, but in our case, they would be blue and yellow because these are the colors of the European Union.
little creatures, little plastic bead eyes. All right, listen, I really appreciate you joining us, sir. And is there a particular website we should visit to go and see precisely what these proposals are?
Yeah, of course, we have everything on the internet. It's fully transparent, so people who are interested in this kind of stuff can go on the website of the European Union, which is on www.europa.eu.int for international, and there you find
everything.
That's
right. You guys have got the goddess Europa, and we've got the goddess Colombia.
Exactly.
And our goddess is more powerful than your goddess. I'm being sarcastic, just having some fun, sir.
We are having fun in Europe as well. You know that we like that kind of humor.
You know,
my compatriot Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's running California, you know. We are from the same country.
Ah.
But I'm not as big as him.
You're not as big and powerful as him?
Not even talking about powerful, but physically.
But if he was a little fuzzball creature, what color would he be? Pink?
He would be, I think, orange, if anything.
All right, sir.
All right.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
I mean, give me a break, folks. It is good. It is helping the children, the flooding. It will be quite good to track you with this new information system. We love your new Führer, Arnold. He will do well for you. The Gruppenführer. The Gruppenführer will help you take care of you into the street. All right, I'm sorry. My guess, I told you I'd have him on for 10 minutes. I had him on for about 12 because it was just too ridiculous. Folks, this is admittedly a spying system. No, we're helping the farmers, helping them. I mean, none of us need this. It's the same thing here in the U.S., same thing in England. It needs to stop. We have rights, folks. And whatever happened to due process or innocent until proven guilty, this is the ultimate surveillance society. What did you think of that interview we just did, Simon?
I thought it was really interesting. I think we have a slightly different take on surveillance and closed-circuit TV and things like that in Europe. We're much more used to it than you are over here. I mean, Britain, for example, is the most heavily monitored and surveilled society on the planet. We have surveillance cameras across the entire country, and they're useful sometimes, but of course people do complain about them, because nobody likes being filmed 32 times when they're on their way to work at 8 o'clock on a Monday morning.
But now they're putting in face scanners, they've got cameras that shout orders at you, They're going in. Did you hear about those?
I haven't had any cameras shouting orders at me.
Winston Smith, get up and do your exercises now. Big Brother has overproduced this year. The Ingsoc 2 encyclopedia will soon be delivered. Airstrip 1, Big Brother doing a great job. Tony Blair fighting for king and country.
You're quite scary doing that, Alice.
Big Brother has overproduced this year. 460,000 pairs of boots, 996 million nylons, 276 million cigarettes, and choco rations.
What are choco rations? I don't even want to know.
Have you ever read 1984?
Yeah, I have, a long time ago.
Get your choco rations if you're...
What is that? That's some sort of awful chocolate bar, anyway. Some sort of Hershey's thing or something like that.
Well, it's not even real chocolate, see, but if you say that, Big Brother will have you disintegrated.
I think Big Brother already has.
Exactly. We should... You guys have a different attitude towards Big Brother? We love Big Brother.
We don't love it, but, you know, we haven't got the CIA in Europe. We've got much more...
MI6.
...fluffy organization. In Europe, we can't organize anything. We're incapable of organizing something like the CIA, so it's a lot less concerning to us.
Are you kidding? The British helped found the CIA.
The British are different. The British are behind every devious plan.
Sneakiness.
Yeah.
Good Lord, extremely sneaky creatures. We'll be right back. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. It's a miniseries, 3 hours covering the police state, what really happened on 9/11, and the ideology of the control freaks running our society. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the video via our Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. or simply call toll free to get it 1-888-253-3139, or go to prisonplanet.tv, where for 15 cents a day, you can get all of my documentary films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, all of it, 15 cents a day, prisonplanet.tv. It's all posted right up there on prisonplanet.tv. All right. We're here talking to our guest, Simon, and he's with National British Television, and he's here in the U.S. I guess he's done about 10 interviews, he was saying, investigating what's really behind the war, what's really behind the politics of oil. And, Simon, you had some other questions. I'm sure you've also got some of your own statements. I'm sure you've formed your own view during your deep investigation.
I have lots of questions for you.
Should I do that again? See, I have lots of questions for you.
Well, you see, I just moved studios, and I'm not used to doing this myself, so I'm screwing up. Go ahead.
Well, you've got dozens of buttons. This is the problem.
Hundreds. Now,
what I was going to ask is, I mean, from our side of the Atlantic, the impression we get, I think, of the situation in America is still that you've got so many young soldiers on the ground in Iraq that it's still seen as being somewhat unpatriotic to question the motives behind the Iraq war. Now, is that still the case, or do you think more people are now prepared to stand up and say, hang on, I want to raise a point here. I want to ask what the hell is going on. Why did we go into Iraq in the first place?
Well, there's nothing more patriotic than criticizing your government and engaging in free speech, whatever those views are. What is totally unpatriotic? What is tyranny? Something that we should run from, and Teddy Roosevelt and many other presidents have talked about this, is a government that starts saying, you agree with us or you're bad.
And is that what the government is doing at the moment?
They've been trying it, but it's not working anymore. I mean, they're the ones feeding the troops into a meat grinder. They're the ones that lied and put them in this position for their own financial gain. And then they've got the gall and the nerve to then look at us and tell us that somehow it's our fault that things aren't wonderful and glorious over there if we criticize or get involved. All we're supposed to do is just mindlessly grovel and worship whatever the new lie of the day is. I mean, look, if we put up with these guys, the White House plan has been published. They want to attack 65 countries. I mean, they get up on national U.S. television and talk about the Pentagon's new map and their new program, and they list 65 countries that need to be invaded or attacked. I mean, it is madness. It's just total megalomaniacal power trip. Karl Rove was attributed to telling the New York Times last year that, oh, we control reality. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter if we change the story day to day. We are history's actors, so we actually control reality. That's delusional. That's mentally ill.
Isn't bringing democracy to dozens of countries around the world, isn't that a worthy project for a great power, a benevolent great power?
Well, first off, they said it was because he had rape rooms and tortured people, and our government didn't bring democracy to the Middle East. They helped train Saddam in 58 as a CIA assassin. They helped push the Baathists to making the security chief in the late 60s. They helped bring him to power in 79. They funded him to attack the Iranians. They said, we don't care. Go ahead and invade Kuwait. We don't get involved. April Gillespie. That's all on film. So they set him up. Our government, which isn't the American government, it's this private interest group, Republican and Democrats, what they do is they go all over the world, and they actually put dictators and thugs in. So now they've shifted to, oh, we're putting democracy in Iraq. That's more baloney. They are putting in little puppet regimes that will basically be balkanized and fight with each other. It's divide and conquer being practiced over there. Look, do the defense contractors make more money if we're there a year or if we're there 10 years? We're going to be there 10 years or longer because they make more money doing that. We'll be right back. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Hello.